But first, the number of adult Arizonans looking for adult education programs is in the thousands. However, funding for education like GED programs has been stagnant for over 20 years. This means that adult students looking to improve their education and eventually their career prospects are often stuck waiting for limited spots in a class. And here to tell us more about the impact of this is the Arizona Republic's K-12 education reporter, Lily Altavina. Good morning, Lily.
Morning.
Okay, so we're familiar with GED programs. Tell us what other types of adult education programs we're talking about here.
Yeah, so there's really two main types of adult education programs. There's English language learners, so those are adults who need to learn English for any sort of reason. And then there's adult basic education. So those are the GED programs. And usually they come with other sort of certification programs. So phlebotomy, culinary prep, all of that kind of stuff is wrapped into that GED program.
And when we say that the list, the waiting list for some of these programs is long, what do we mean by that? How long?
Thousands of people at any moment are waiting for an adult education program, and not every adult education program has a waiting list. Rio Salado doesn't, but many across the state do. So I think the state said 2,900 at the end of June were waiting for an adult education program.
Wow. And give us a sense as to why. I mean, we mentioned that funding's been stagnant. Is that the root of the problem here?
Well, funding is definitely a part of it. It's at $4.5 million from the state and $14 million from the feds. And, you know, Arizona, according to the head of adult education in the state, sort of falls in the middle of, you know, maybe we don't fund it. We're not the state that funds it at the most highest level, but we're also not funding it at the lowest level. Yeah.
So is there any effort at this point, given your reporting on this, given the amount of people waiting and the impact that adult education can have on people's lives, is there any effort to increase that kind of funding?
The Department of Education is certainly asking. It's been more than 20 years since they've increased funding, and it definitely aligns with some of our state goals to increase educational attainment. There are more than 500,000 people in Arizona who don't have a secondary degree, so that's your high school diploma, high school equivalency, GED, anything that sort of gets you to the next level in education.
And you also mentioned that there are lots of certification programs in this. Like, without allowing everyone who wants to get one of these certifications or GEDs, without allowing them the opportunity to do that, like, how much are we maybe missing out on in our economy and in the overall economic impact here?
Well, it sort of creates a bottleneck. So you have a lot of people waiting to get into these programs, and then you have a lot of, on the other side, employers waiting for these skilled employees. So on both ends, everybody just wants more, more, more.
And when you mentioned the number of Arizonans in the state who do not have a bachelor's degree or higher, I mean, when you look at that as our ranking in the country, right, we're 40th in the country for adults with bachelor's degree or higher. Is this something that a GED can really help, or is it the equivalent in that sense of someone's economic future when they do get a GED as opposed to going to college?
Yes, because oftentimes it pushes them to the next step. I went and toured a GED program. They have a success coach on site who is asking them, what's next? Is it community college? Is it, you know, maybe a four-year college straight ahead? And a lot of the students I talk to are really, really motivated by that. They want to figure out what's next. And, you know, many of them were taking a business entrepreneurial course and had plans way, way in the future of opening their own businesses.
Were they frustrated? Did you talk to folks who are waiting and frustrated by the lack of resources here?
I haven't talked to anybody on the waiting list, but I know the people who run the programs would like more funding. Rio actually uses some of the community college funding to supplement its adult education program. So that's, you know, using one funding source for another funding purpose.
All right. That's the Arizona Republic's Lily Altavina. And we should mention KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District. Lily, thanks so much.